summer in full swing means swimming and sunbathing at the beach and outdoor dining until it rains. All that rain is a mixed bag. It's good for farms and gardens and for replenishing drinking water. The downfall? It runs over streets and parking lots, picking up trash and chemicals as it heads to storm drains and rivers and eventually Narragansett Bay. What's happening in Newport is a good example. The 9 reservoirs that make up Newport County's water supply system are polluted with too much phosphorus washed off from lawns and farms. Phosphorus is a nutrient found in fertilizer, and it's feeding microscopic algae that trouble the reservoirs. Elizabeth Scott runs the Water Quality Restoration Program at the state's Office of Water Resources.
In essence, there is a need to go on a nutrient of a phosphorus diet.
The phosphorus and the algae it feeds puts cities and towns in a tough spot. To deliver safe drinking water, they have to treat the water with chlorine. But that chlorine creates a harmful byproduct when it comes in contact with the algae blooming in the water. Scott says that's why the Newport Water Division invested in 2 advanced filtration systems to reduce the harmful byproduct and make sure water flowing from taps on Aquidneck Island is safe to drink.
Since these treatment plants have gone online, residents on Aquidneck Island are seeing improved quality of water coming from their taps. And certainly there is great anticipation that all Safe Drinking Water Act requirements will be met with these advanced treatment systems.
And it's not just the Safe Drinking Water Act, it's also the Federal Clean Water Act. The Department of Environmental Management is at work to improve water quality on Aquidneck Island because currently the reservoirs don't meet those criteria either. Since the spring, DEM scientists have been out on canoes collecting data from all 9 reservoirs. They want to evaluate the quality of the water as it enters the reservoirs and figure out how to clean it up.
We expect that with a concerted effort to really reduce the amount of nutrients discharged into these waters will have a positive impact on the quality of the reservoirs.
The solution to the problem really lies up here.
Jim Chase, biology professor at Salve Regina University, says the real problem starts on land, far away from the reservoirs. With all of the development over the past century, there's simply not enough green space to filter rainwater before it enters waterways.
So the most critical point to protect is right within about 50 feet of the streams.
Chase stands on a trail at Paradise Valley Park, preserved by the Aquidneck Island Land Trust. The park is near a river that flows into 2 of the island's reservoirs and a beach. He says this protected property is an example of the type of project that could make a difference, because green space helps filter pollutants out of rainwater before it reaches the drinking supply. Chase says people don't often associate preserving land with protecting drinking water, but to him, it's critical.
Because we will have failed miserably if a generation from now, people can't get safe drinking water on this island. This is the critical moment right now to protect this land. We're at a tipping point.
Chase believes this is a critical moment because the forces of climate change are only making problems worse. Warmer temperatures create a fertile climate for algae, and more intense rainfall means more runoff. At Easton's Pond, a man-made channel called a moat wraps around the south side of the reservoir, stopping runoff from getting in. Dave McLaughlin, executive director of Clean Ocean Access, explains what happens when even 1 inch of rain falls in this area.
62 million gallons of water that comes from the watershed drains to this moat and then drains onto the beach. So this is, you know, one of 2 main sources of bacteria that leads to beach closures.
The moat protects the drinking water in the reservoir, but it has the opposite effect on the beach across the street. All that bacteria-laden runoff, combined with stormwater from Middletown, prompted the state to close the beach for 5 days last summer. That's an improvement over the 21 days the beach was closed during the summer in 2009, thanks to a relatively new UV disinfection plant in front of Easton Pond. The plant zaps bacteria from the moat's runoff before it enters the beach. Still, the number of beach closures concerns State Representative Lauren Carson, who points out that Aquidneck Island relies on the beaches to draw tourists to Newport.
And if the beaches are closed, this will really have a major impact on our businesses, on our jobs in the city, small businesses, tourism-related, recreational use businesses, and I'm very concerned about that. So it's not only the environmental issues which are critical to our health and long-term stability, but it's a loss of revenue to the city.
Newport and other cities and towns across the state have made expensive improvements to better manage storm and wastewater. Save the Bay's Topher Hamblett says Newport is still working on a multi-million-dollar water quality project meant to prevent overflows from the pipes that carry raw sewage and stormwater during heavy rain. He says it's a step toward fixing a serious problem.
Untreated sewage is still being belched into Newport Harbor during big rainstorms, and the city is now going to get down to the business of fixing that problem. So it's going to take a long time.
Researchers, water quality experts, and environmental advocates seem to agree that treatments for drinking water and runoff only address the symptoms of bigger pollution problems on land. Cities and towns across Rhode Island have reduced the number of beach closures in recent years, but it's going to take more infrastructure projects and more green space to really fix the problem. And residents can help too. Again, Dave McLaughlin.
Taking shorter showers, you know, installing rain barrels and rain gardens, and thinking about community green infrastructure. There's things that we can do on a very small level to reduce the amount of natural resources that we use. Every person can make a difference. It's not just money and policymakers. It's people making good decisions every day.
Making good decisions every day so that when it rains, whether it's a little or a lot, that water is a gift for gardens and reservoirs, instead of a significant threat to drinking water and beaches. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.